Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, it's called Why I Hate Remote Monitoring. And for those that are not familiar with the term remote monitoring, we'll go into that in a little bit. But before we do, I want to let you guys know about the resume review program, career consultation, LinkedIn reviews, and all this type of stuff that we are offering. So if you're interested in taking your career to the next level, or just getting involved in clinical research, we can help. So just email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, if you're interested. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So this is about why I hate remote monitoring. Guys, if you don't know, this episode is being recorded in the middle of the pandemic. We are in October 2020 when this episode is being recorded. So the pandemic pretty much started March, April is when it started heating up. Sites started, and I was doing episodes. You can go check back. I was doing episodes on, you know, what it was like day by day kind of in the pandemic. Well, really week by week. Because things, after a while, things weren't really changing that much. But so pretty much in the beginning, sites were closing down, saying you can't come on site, And so obviously CROs, pharma companies had to adapt, and so the sites that were doing in-person monitoring still, you know, you could continue to do in-person monitoring, but pretty much every site closed for a while. And then they had to adapt and do some type of remote monitoring. And, you know, this is probably for, you know, more geared towards studies that were originally full-on traditional monitoring and then switched to remote monitoring to adapt during the pandemic. But guys, I just hate remote monitoring. I think it's a lot harder than traditional monitoring. First off, I think it's a lot more time consuming. It's a lot more energy intensive than traditional monitoring. Because first off, the original studies were not built for remote monitoring. They were built for traditional monitoring. So to come around and switch up completely the monitoring style has its quirks in and of itself. For example, I can't really give examples. There's a lot of different nuances to remote monitoring. One example is you can't actually see stuff. So, you know, if you're looking at ISF binders and seeing if a CV or a medical license is filed, you can't actually see if it's filed. You just have to take the coordinator's word for it. You just have to take their word for it. And, you know, that's cool in some regards, but it makes you feel like you're not really doing your job if you're not verifying that it's actually there, because that's part of the reasons why we're there, making sure that they have it on file, make sure they have these things on file. But with the remote monitoring, you can't do that. You just have to take their word for it. And you know, that's not necessarily that problematic, but it could be problematic down the line. For example, like if you eventually switch to traditional monitoring and go on site and you expect all these things to be there and they're not, because either study coordinator lied, they misplaced it, whatever the reason may be. But some of the other reasons why I hate remote monitoring is, the amount of administrative work that goes into it versus traditional monitoring. When you're traditional monitoring, everyone pretty much leaves you alone when you're on the road. You know, you're on the road, they think you're busy on a plane or traveling or whatever. No one really reaches out to you. You don't really get that many emails. There were times I'd be getting 3 emails a day, 4 emails a day. That's it. And I love that. Nice and peace and quiet. Pretty much, you know, I'd go on site for the week, and when I was back home, you know, I was writing my reports, I was doing my thing. It was just so much more peaceful. You know, I guess if you add in all the travel time and stuff, because I don't really view that as work. If the travel part, it's kind of work, but it's not really to me. It's just travel. But when you're doing remote monitoring, you're working the whole time. You don't get any of that time back. Sure, you know, your day is done at 5 or whatever time you're done, 5, 6. You know, when you're traveling, doing traditional monitoring, you might get back 12, 1 a.m., 8, 9, 10 p.m., whatever. I didn't really mind that so much. That just came with the territory. But I feel like when you're doing remote monitoring, you're doing a lot more administrative work. You're on your computer a lot more. People are reaching out to you a lot more for things because they know you're home. And I hate it. I can't stand it. You know, sites are reaching out to you. I felt like when you were doing traditional monitoring, the deadlines didn't really matter as much because you were just going along with the monitoring plan. The monitoring plan is built to meet the deadlines of upper management. But since we changed to remote monitoring, those deadlines aren't really built in. So you have to be very, very active about those deadlines, making sure you can reach those deadlines. When you're doing remote monitoring, I feel like your job is harder as a CRA than doing traditional. Like I said before, when you, like, for example, you can easily do IP accountability when you're on site. It's hard to count the medication. I mean, it's a lot harder to count the medication remotely. It's a lot harder to document it. You have to do all, you have to send all these signatures back and forth between people. Whereas when you're on site, you do your thing, they sign it, case closed, it's over. And when, you know, and when you're doing remote monitoring, it's not that easy. There's so much back and forth, and I hate it. It's a lot more time. It's a lot more brain energy it takes to do it. I'm a lot more exhausted at the end of the day than when I was doing traditional monitoring. And, you know, I might be on an island with this. Some people may disagree. It kind of just depends. I mean, I feel like if protocols were built from the beginning with remote monitoring in mind, maybe I'd have a different opinion about some of this stuff. But, y'all, I just do not like it. I don't know. I would not be advocating for people to be CRAs anymore if it was all remote monitoring. I just couldn't do it. I can't do it. I don't think I could do this, this remote monitoring thing, this 100% remote monitoring thing for years and years. I just couldn't do it. Traditional monitoring, I can do that for as long as possible. Please, because I just love that. I love that workflow. I love how it goes. I love the travel. I love the peace of mind. I love, you know, getting all those points, those travel points, and being able to basically make my vacations free. You know, I recently, you know, bought some property and I used some points to get stuff from Amazon for the property, you know, lights and things of that nature. So, you know, this travel thing is really turning into an asset in terms of other businesses that's going on. So it's really going well when things are normal and traveling. Just, you know, when you're doing the remote monitoring, I just can't stand it, y'all. So yeah, I mean, of course, I want to say this a lot. Grateful to have a job. I'm sure we all are that work in pharma companies and CROs, because I haven't really heard of too many layoffs in our industry yet. They may be coming, look after the election, but, you know, we've been really blessed in pharma to not really have to deal with a lot of these layoffs like are in restaurants and other businesses. But of course, I'm glad that they didn't just cut us and say, okay, you guys can't travel. Well, there's nothing you can do. We have no use for you now, so we're just going to cut you guys. I'm very grateful for that too. Still have an income coming in, still have a job. You know, they didn't say we're going to, you know, decrease your hours. They didn't say we're going to decrease your pay. They didn't say any of that. So very, very grateful for that, of course. But I don't know. I just don't think the remote monitoring, central monitoring thing is for me anymore, because I just miss the freedom of being on the road. And I think for a while I was kind of falling out of love with being a CRA because of this remote monitoring. And I'm so glad I went on a traditional monitoring visit, probably a month or so ago now. I went to Florida, and I was able to fall back in love with monitoring. You know, the food, the stuff that I like. You know, staying in the nice hotel, getting a nice car for the week. You know, going, of course, working hard on site. But then after that, you know, I didn't, because of COVID, you know, I wasn't really eating out that much, but, you know, getting good food and kind of getting back into it. Of course, when things open back up again and are safe again, I'm going to be eating out, you know, going to the beachfront restaurants in Florida, and, you know, getting nice drinks at some nice bars, and going down to South Beach, Miami Beach, things of that nature. You know, you just love that stuff when you're monitoring, you know, going to New York, eating at the nice restaurants, you know, walking around the city, catching a vibe, catching up with friends, that type of stuff. So, you know, I just miss that with the monitoring, with the traditional monitoring. You don't really get that. And I hate being so computer-based, computer-focused. I feel like I had great peace of mind, you know, getting to the place the day before, going on a walk around the city. I always did that. Always walked around whatever city I was in, exploring, giving your eyes a break from the computer. With the remote monitoring, you're just on the computer constantly, 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 constantly. You get so many more emails, hundreds of emails I'm sifting through, which I just can't stand, guys. And so it's just not the same. It's not the same. And I wonder how many other CRAs are feeling like that too. Like, they're not enjoying the remote monitoring. So please comment down below if you're a CRA, if you're listening to this, if you're listening on YouTube or on the podcast, and, you know, shoot me in, say you're not enjoying the remote monitoring. 'Cause I feel like I'm not alone on this. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't want to bore you guys too much. Of course, if you have any questions, if you have a question about remote monitoring or what it's like monitoring during COVID, email in eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Of course, subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe. If you're listening to this, please subscribe. If you're listening to the podcast, please leave us a review. If you're listening to us, you know, Apple, Spotify, whatever, please leave us a review if you can. And thanks, guys, for listening. Take care.